Hi everyone, welcome back to our weekly podcast. I'm Hong Yu, business reporter at the Korea Herald, and today we're joined by our copy editor, Broly Jenster. Hi Broly.
Hello everyone.
Today, as usual, we'll be dealing with two stories. One will be on the death toll climbing to 7 in Daejeon Outlet Mall fire, and the second story being former Jaguar designer urging the designers to transform in thinking of cars. 네, 이번 주도 역시 두 가지 기사를 다뤄보도록 할 텐데요. 첫 번째 기사는 7명 숨진 대전 현대아울렛 화재 사건에 대해서 다뤄볼 거고요. 두 번째는 저희 2022년 헤럴드 디자인 포럼에서 진행된 이안 칼럼 전 재규어 디자이너분의 그 연설에 대한 기사를 다뤄보도록 하겠습니다. So let's begin by reading the first article, Broly.
Okay. Death toll climbs to 7 in Daejeon Outlet Mall fire. The death toll from an outlet mall fire in the central city of Daejeon has risen to 7, officials said Monday, as a search is underway to determine whether there are any other victims. The blaze is believed to have started from the basement parking lot at Hyundai Premium Outlet in Daejeon, about 160 kilometers south of Seoul, at 7:45 a.m. and spread quickly on cardboard boxes, sending dark smoke filling the entire floor, according to witnesses and survivors. Two men, one in his 50s and the other in his 30s, were found with serious injuries and sent to a hospital, but later pronounced dead in the morning. Five more people died later, while a search is underway to confirm the exact extent of the damage from the fire, according to the officials. Some 110 people, mostly customers at nearby accommodation buildings and employees, evacuated. No outlet customers were around as the fire broke before the mall's business hours.
네, 그러면 저희 제목부터 보고 오겠습니다. Death toll climbs to 7 in Daejeon Outlet Mall fire. 대전 현대 아울렛에서 7명이 숨진 화재 사건을 다루는 기사인데요. 네, 그럼 첫 번째 문장부터 보시겠습니다. The death toll from an outlet mall fire in the central city of Daejeon has risen to 7, officials said Monday. 월요일 날 관계자들에 의하면 대전 현대 아울렛 화재 사건으로 인해서 발생한 사망 사건이 7명으로 올랐다고 합니다. As a search is underway to determine whether there are any other victims. 계속해서 다른 희생자들이 있는지 파악하기 위해 수색이 진행되고 있는 와중에 이렇게 관계자들이 말을 했다고 합니다. 여기 이 문장에서 저희가 다뤄보고자 하는 첫 번째 영어 단어는 underway, 진행 중인이라는 뜻을 가지고 있는데요.
So underway, another word you can use is ongoing. The word means that something is happening right now. So if something is underway or if it's ongoing, it is happening right now.
이 문장에서 같은 경우에는 search, 수색이 계속해서 진행 중이다라는 뜻을 나타내기 위해서 이 단어를 써줬습니다. 이어서 보면은 determine, 알아내다라는 뜻을 갖고 있는데요. 여기서 이 수색을 통해서 또 다른 피해자들이 있는지 알아내기 위해 진행 중이다라는 의미를 표현하기 위해서 이 단어를 썼어요. 영어로는 어떻게 설명해 주실 수 있을까요?
Well, determine, it's Korean word is quite exact for translating it, but determine is another way we could say it is to figure out or trying to understand.
네, figure out or trying to understand. 그 두 가지 단어를 이거 대신에 사용 가능할 수 있다고 합니다. 그럼 이어서 두 번째 문장 같이 보시도록 하겠습니다. The blaze is believed to have started from the basement parking lot at Hyundai Premium Outlet in Daejeon. 대전에 있는 현대 프리미엄 아울렛의 지하 주차장에서 그 불이 시작한 것으로 믿어지고 있다. About 160 kilometers south of Seoul at 7:45 a.m. 7시 45분에 그 불이 일어났고 여기서 about 이 이하는 그 대전이라는 장소를 설명해 주는 문장 부분이에요. 그래서 서울에서부터 160km 가량 떨어진이라고 이해를 하시면 되겠고요. 이어서 뒷부분을 보시면 and spread quickly on cardboard boxes. 여기서 퍼졌다는 것은 앞에 나오는 the blaze를 말해서 이어지는 거기 때문에 불이 빠르게 박스 종이로 옮겨졌고 sending dark smoke filling the entire floor, according to witnesses and survivors. 그리고 목격자들과 그리고 생존자들에 따르면 그 불이 그 전체 층을 다 어두운 연기로 가득 메웠다고 합니다. The first word that we want to look at here in this sentence is be believed, 믿어지다 라는 뜻으로 쓰여졌는데요. So how is this phrase being used in the sentence?
We use the verb believe to when we're not 100% sure and we don't have it to be factually accurate. So we believe that this is how something happened. In the course of reporting a breaking news event, sometimes the people who determined how something happened are going off guesses or going off experience. So we are getting this particular sentence we're talking about is information from the witnesses or survivors, and they believe that the blaze started in the basement. We're not 100% sure, but this is what we're told from multiple people, and this is where we believe it started.
이게 아직 조사 중인 화재 사건이기 때문에 저희가 이제 목격자 그리고 목격자 그리고 또는 생존자들로부터 전해들을 수밖에 없는 내용이기 때문에 100% 확실하지 않은 정보를 가지고 다룰 때 이런 표현을 쓴다고 방금 저희 브롤리가 설명해 주셨습니다. 다음 단어는 witness, 이미 많이 나왔는데 목격자라는 뜻을 갖고 있어요. 명사 형태로 쓰였을 때는 목격자라는 의미를 갖고 있고 또 똑같은 단어가 동사 형태로도 쓰이기도 하는데 이거는 목격하다라고 이해를 하시면 되겠습니다.
Yeah, a witness is someone who was there to see what happened. And that's just kind of a basic definition. Once again, the Korean word is quite a good accurate translation.
Okay, so now move on to the next sentence. Two men, one in his 50s and the other in his 30s. 50대의 한 남성과 30대의 한 남성이 were found with serious injuries. 아주 심각한 부상을 입은 채 발견이 됐다. And sent to a hospital. 그리고 병원으로 옮겨졌다. But later pronounced dead in the morning. 하지만 그 오전에 사망 선고를 받았다. Five more people died later. 5명의 희생자들이 더 나중에 나왔고 while a search is underway to confirm the exact extent of the damage from the fire according to the officials. 이제 사망자들이 나올 때에는 관계자들에 의하면 계속해서 그 화재 사건의 범위를 조사하고 있는 와중에 이런 사망자들이 나왔다라고 이해를 하시면 되겠습니다. 첫 번째 단어 pronounce 표명하다 또는 선고하다라는 의미를 갖고 있는데요. So in Korea, you say 사망 선고를 하다 when you're like pronouncing a person who's like dead. Mm-hmm. Is this the word commonly used in like in the hospitals when you're?
Yes. So especially after an accident, sometimes the condition of someone after an accident, they may be fighting or struggling to survive. And on site, we can't determine their medical condition, but then at the hospital, when a medical professional looks at them, a medical professional can look over or assess someone's condition, they can pronounce them dead. So it implies that someone who is medically qualified said, this person is dead.
다음 단어는 extent. 여기 문장에서는 exact extent of the damage from the fire. 그 화재로 인한 피해 범위를 표현하는데 extent라는 단어 쓰였고요. What are other words that you can use instead of extent?
Well, I don't know about instead of, but to understand it greater. So to understand like the impact or how much is there. Extent is kind of a very specific word. So we want to in this sentence, it says confirm the exact extent of the damage. We want to know how far and how much the damage was and how much damage was caused. So this is the extent of the damage is how much, how far, what was broken, what was burned, all that kind of stuff. You have to look at all of these different things.
네. 그리고 다음 문장 이어서 보겠습니다. Some 110 people, mostly customers at nearby accommodation buildings and employees evacuated. 주로 근처 숙박시설에 있었던 고객들하고 그리고 직원들인 대략 110명의 사람들이 대피를 했다. No outlet customers were around as the fire broke before the mall's business hours. 그리고 아울렛 고객들은 주변에 없었다. 그 운영 시간 전에 화재가 일어났기 때문에 라고 이해를 하시면 되겠습니다. 여기서 저희가 볼 단어 accommodation이라는 단어이고요. 이거는 거처 또는 숙소라는 의미를 갖고 있는데 여기서는 명사 형태로 쓰였기 때문에 이런 의미를 갖고 있고요. 동사 형태로는 accommodation이라는 단어가 또 있는데 이것은 공간을 제공하다, 수용하다라는 의미를 갖고 있습니다.
So accommodation as a noun in English is kind of an umbrella term for any kind of place where someone can stay. Whether it's overnight, over a long period of time, an accommodation is somewhere where you can stay and sleep, have a bed, or take a bath or take a shower. So it can be anything like a hotel or a motel, but it can also be like just a small room that they're offering. So an accommodation is a wide term for any place that someone can stay at.
다음 단어는 evacuate로 저희가 보통 자연재해, 재난 기사들을 다룰 때 많이 나오는 단어인데요. 대피시키다 라는 의미를 갖고 있습니다.
Yep, this is another case where the translation is quite good. An evacuate is to be told to leave, and move out of a certain area.
네, 그러면 저희 첫 번째 기사 다시 한번 읽고 돌아오도록 하겠습니다.
Death toll climbs to 7 in Daejeon Outlet Mall fire. The death toll from an outlet mall fire in the central city of Daejeon has risen to 7, officials said Monday, as a search is underway to determine whether there are any other victims. The blaze is believed to have started from the basement parking lot at Hyundai Premium Outlet in Daejeon, about 160 kilometers south of Seoul, at 7:45 a.m. and spread quickly on cardboard boxes, sending dark smoke filling the entire floor, according to witnesses and survivors. Two men, one in his 50s and the other in his 30s, were found with serious injuries and sent to a hospital, but later pronounced dead in the morning. Five more people died later, while a search is underway to confirm the exact extent of the damage from the fire, according to the officials. Some 110 people, mostly customers at nearby accommodation buildings and employees, evacuated. No outlet customers were around as the fire broke before the mall's business hours.
네, 두 번째로 이어서 볼 기사는 former Jaguar designer urges to transform in thinking of cars 라는 기사고요. 좀 요약을 해드리자면 저희 헤럴드 디자인 포럼에서 이엔 칼럼이라는 전 재규어 디자이너 분이 나와서 이제 디자이너들에게 차에 대한 생각 변화가 필요한 시기이다. 그런 시점이다. 라고 말한 그 연설 내용을 다룬 기사입니다. 그럼 먼저 이 기사 읽고 다시 돌아오도록 하겠습니다.
Former Jaguar designer urges to transform in thinking of cars. Ian Callum, the man behind the British carmaker Jaguar's renaissance in recent decades, urged designers to transform the way they interpret transportation as a mere object for mobility, saying the world is rapidly changing and facing an array of problems that didn't exist before. Design creates order out of chaos, but chaos is often required as a prerequisite to being creative, he said, adding that designers today must come up with ideas that not only reflect human emotion in products, but also make them practical at the same time. The 68-year-old British luxury car designer has most recently led the design team of Jaguar Land Rover. Callum, who has over 40 years of experience with major car makers including Ford and Aston Martin, established his own automotive and product design company, Callum, in 2019. Callum said designers should be able to narrate brand stories within their work.
네, 그럼 저희 첫 번째 문장부터 보겠습니다. Ian Callum, the man behind the British car maker Jaguar's renaissance in recent decades, urged designers to transform the way they interpret transportation as a mere object for mobility. 이앤 칼럼이라는 그 제규어라는 영국 자동차 회사의 부흥에 기여한 디자이너는 다른 디자이너들한테 강력히 권고하다. 그리고 투 이하가 어떤 내용을 권고했는지를 설명을 해주는 건데요. 그 내용은 이제 그 transportation, 교통이라는 것을 단지 유동성 또는 이동성의 한 오브제로 이해하는 것을 것에서 벗어나야 된다. 변화가 필요하다라고 이해를 하시면 되겠고요. Saying that the world is rapidly changing. 세계는 계속 그러니까 세상은 계속해서 빠르게 변하고 있고 and facing an array of problems that didn't exist before. 그리고 전에는 존재하지 않았던 그런 문제들을 계속해서 마주하기 때문이다라고 덧붙였다고 합니다. 이 문장에서 저희가 보고자 하는 단어는 interpret, 설명하다, 이해하다라는 의미를 갖고 있는데요. 또 이제 한국어 사전에서 찾아보면 통역하다라는 뜻을 갖고 있기도 해요. 근데 이제 통역하다는 interpret 말고 translate이라는 단어를 쓰기도 하는데 So I wanted to ask, what is the difference between the word translate and interpret?
So interpret is to take it in real time as it's happening, to take one idea or language, listen to the idea or language, and say it in a different idea or language. So we know the person who's the job called interpreter. An interpreter's job is to listen to someone speaking Korean to them, thinking about it, and then speaking out of their mouth will come another language, let's say English. So a interpreter will be taking ideas or language, listening to them, and then translating it live in their brain and saying it to someone at the same time. Translation is just the act of taking one language and translating it, putting it into a different language. The nuance there is that translation doesn't have to be live or active. It is something you are doing it, but it doesn't have to do in right at the same time.
그래서 방금 설명해 준 대로 이게 동시 번역, 동시 통역을 할 때는 interpret라는 단어를 쓴다고 이해를 하면 되겠고, 뭐 저희가 문서 작업이나 뭐 그런 것을 다른 언어로 옮기는 작업을 하는 것은 영어로 translate라는 단어를 더 쓰면 더 적합하다고 이해를 하시면 될 것 같습니다. 그럼 다음 단어는 mere, 겨우에, 단지만에라는 뜻을 갖고 있는데요.
Mm-hmm. So mere is implying something small, or maybe a good word we could say in English is only. And so we're looking just very specifically at something. So in this case, in transportation as a mere object. So he's saying transportation is not just an object for mobility, it is other things. So just or only, mere, they're kind of in the same family of words, if that makes sense.
그래서 mere라는 단어 대신에 이 문장에서 just라는 단어로 바꿔서 써도 되는데, so the word mere, it kind of has a negative intonation into it, right?
Yeah, I guess, yes, it does.
네. 네, 그럼 다음 문장 이어서 보겠습니다. Design creates order out of chaos. Chaos. 카오스로부터 그 정돈된 디자인이 탄생을 한다라는 뜻이고요. But chaos is often required as a prerequisite to being creative. 하지만 그 카오스는 창의적이기 위해서 전제 조건이 되기도 한다라고 he said, 그는 말했다. Adding that designers today must come up with ideas that not only reflect human emotions in products, but also make them practical at the same time. 그는 더해서 요즘 디자이너들은 물건에 그 인간의 감정들을 반영한 아이디어를 내놓는 것뿐만 아니라 그리고 그 아이디어들이 현실적이어야 된다. 동시에 현실적이어야 된다라고 이해하시면 되겠습니다. 첫 번째 부분에서 보면은 prerequisite이라는 조금 어려운 단어가 보이는데요. 한국어로는 전제 조건이라고 이해를 하시면 되겠고요.
Mm-hmm. So a prerequisite, sometimes this word can be a little bit confusing because the word that maybe people might recognize in here is requisite, and it's similar to the word require. It is mm-hmm. something that we must do. A prerequisite is something you have to do before you do something you have to do. Mm-hmm. So it's a little confusing mm-hmm. sometimes, right? A requisite is something that you're required to do, and a prerequisite is something you must do in order to do something you're required to do. So it gets a little confusing, but in this case, let's go back to the beginning of the sentence where he's saying that design creates order out of chaos. Chaos, you can another word you can say is disorder. So if you have disorder or a mess, design creates order. And chaos is often required as a pre-requirement mm-hmm. to being creative. So prerequisite is the step before the required step, if that makes sense. I know I'm using the word in the definition, but a prerequisite is something you must do before something you must do.
네, 그러면 바로 이어서 practical이라는 단어 보도록 할게요. 이거 현실적인이라는 뜻을 갖고 있는데요. How can you explain this in this sentence?
So here, practical is being used as a way to, say, make something accessible or usable. And so in this case, he's talking about these ideas should not only reflect human emotion in the products, but also make them practical, also make them accessible or useful to the on a day-to-day basis, not just reflecting great ideas, but also we can just use it right away.
Okay. Moving on, the 68-year-old British luxury car designer, 이건 이제 그 Ian Callum이라는 연사분을 설명하는 내용이고요. 68세의 영국 luxury car designer, 자동차 디자이너는 has most recently led the design team of Jaguar Land Rover. 제규어 브랜드의 랜드로버라는 그 모델이 있는데 그 모델을 디자인하는 팀을 가장 최근에 이끌었다고 합니다. Callum, who has over 40 years of experience with major car makers, including Ford and Aston Martin, 그리고 그는 포드와 그리고 아스톤 마틴과 같은 대기업 그 자동차 회사들에서 40년 이상의 경험을 갖고 있고, 그는 established his own automotive and product design company, Callum, in 2019. 2019년에 Callum이라는 그의 자동차 그리고 제품 디자인 회사를 설립했다고 합니다. So this is a little confusing when you translate the word automotive in Korean. You mm-hmm. say 자동차의, but it's different to saying that it's a car company, right? Mm-hmm. So how could you explain it easier?
Okay, so a car, all cars are automobiles, and all buses and anything that moves on the road, we would consider that to be an automobile. Similar to what we talked about before with the word accommodation. It's kind of a word that means anything that moves. So a truck, anything that moves on wheels, we can say Henry Ford invented the automobile, right? Mm-hmm. So the way that we can move. So when it's something is automotive, it functions like an automobile, but not all automobiles are cars. Does that make sense? So it requires, it's something that functions off with a motor and a system that is the human interacting with the motor to make it move. So an automotive design, in this case, automotive is the adverb. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
In this case, automotive is the adverb for design. So what type of design? Automotive design. Design having to do with automobiles. Mm-hmm.
그래서 뭐 이동하는 구동성이 있는 그런 제품들을 디자인하는 회사라고 이해를 하시면 더 정확할 것 같아요. 자동차이라고 이해를 하시는 것보다 더 정확한 의미를 갖겠습니다.
Mm-hmm.
네, 그럼 마지막 문장 보겠습니다. Callum said designers should be able to narrate brand stories within their work. Callum 작가는 디자이너들이 작품 안에서 그 브랜드의 이야기를 담아낼 수 있어야 한다라고 말을 했습니다. 여기서 저희가 볼 단어는 narrate이라는 단어인데요. 동사 형태로 쓰였고 무엇을 이야기를 하다라는 뜻을 갖고 있어요. But I think you can explain this better in English?
Mm-hmm. So to narrate something, literally it means to tell, but narrate sounds like you're telling a story. It is you are narrating, you're telling it, and you're guiding the listener or your audience in a way that is kind of like storytelling, the act of storytelling. So when a narrator, we have in books or in plays, we often have a narrator that's kind of the voice of what's going on. You can almost, of whoever's telling the story, they're guiding the story along. So to narrate something is to tell, but in a storytelling type of way.
So 이야기 방식으로 전달하는 것을 표현을 할 때 narrate라는 단어 쓴다고 방금 설명해 주셨습니다. Okay, so let's wrap up this story by reading the article once again.
Former Jaguar designer urges to transform in thinking of cars. Ian Callum, the man behind the British carmaker Jaguar's renaissance in recent decades, urged designers to transform the way they interpret transportation as a mere object for mobility, saying the world is rapidly changing and facing an array of problems that didn't exist before. Design creates order out of chaos, but chaos is often required as a prerequisite to being creative, he said, adding that designers today must come up with ideas that not only reflect human emotion in products, but also make them practical at the same time. The 68-year-old British luxury car designer has most recently led the design team of Jaguar Land Rover. Callum, who has over 40 years of experience with major car makers including Ford and Aston Martin, established his own automotive and product design company, Callum, in 2019. Callum said designers should be able to narrate brand stories within their work.
네, 그럼 이렇게 저희 이번 주 팟캐스트 마무리하도록 하겠습니다. 여러분, 저희 팟캐스트 매주 목요일날 올라오고 있는데 잘 듣고 계시죠? 저희가 가끔은 댓글도 좀 고프긴 해요. 그래서 많은 댓글들 남겨주시면 정말 감사하겠습니다. Anything you would like to add?
Well, thanks you for everyone for continuing to listen, and I hope to talk to you guys again soon.
네, 그럼 저희는 다음 주에 다시 돌아오도록 하겠습니다.
Goodbye for now. Have a great day.